Here's Tom Ezern with this week's Plainsfolk essay.
Was there ever a town whose name better expressed the buoyant optimism of the prairie frontier than West Hope, near the Canadian line in Botno? Local chroniclers have credited the name to a phrase, Hope of the West, emanating from the railroad men who founded the town in 1903, but I want to believe the sentiment was honest. West Hope. For a few years now, I've been acquainted with a wonderful ballad that originated from West Hope, The Sower's Prayer, penned by the Swedish-American farmer John F. Talcott. I found the stanzas published in the Nonpartisan Leader, the newspaper of the Nonpartisan League, on the 30th of June, 1919. I have written about this farmer's poem before, but somehow, I think, overlooked something important about it. Despite its initial publication in the newspaper that many at the time considered radical, and despite its origin at an obscure point on the plains, The Sower's Prayer was reproduced and sung across the country because it carries a universal message, the farmer's pious petition for a good crop, or perhaps for something more basic yet. When I commenced revival of the ballad, lacking any note as to its original tune, I set it to one from my hymnal. Now in the fields I've put the seed, and Lord, I've done my best indeed. Look now with kindness, Father dear, to all the little kernels here. Published with the stanzas in 1919 is a note from their author, after a Scandinavian idea. A Scandinavian idea. This puzzled and intrigued me from the beginning. I learned that John Talcott was a Swedish immigrant, born Johan Ferdinand Johansson in Skåne in 1875, who changed his name to John Ferdinand Talcott when he homesteaded in Botno County. In 1919, he was a prosperous and successful farmer. And a learned one, I conclude, as I contemplate the Scandinavian idea behind his words. I went back to the original text in the Nonpartisan Leader, printed in a box inside a farm scene illustration, and one feature struck me, a spreading tree wrapped around the text box. And I realized, this is the Yggdrasil, the tree of life in Nordic cosmology. Norse cosmology appears fairly commonly in prairie literature. Mari Sandoz calls her beloved Sandhills the Jotunheim, the land of giants of her youth. The Jotunheim is nearby the Glissisvellir, the glittering plains, on one route of the Yggdrasil. More prominently, Ole Rovag's classic novel of Norwegian immigration is entitled Giants in the Earth. We mortals occupy the Midgard, the earth, situated on the middle trunk of the Yggdrasil, centered in the cosmos. In early 20th century, Scandinavian scholars on both sides of the Atlantic were going deep into the sagas, sketching their cosmic connections for 20th century readers. John Talcott was one of those readers. In his ballad, he prays piously to his Christian God from his position on the Norse Tree of Life. Some called the Norse narratives pagan, but in fact the Christian concept of the Tree of Life is close enough to that of the Norse that the two fused in the minds of modern Nordics. Given knowledge of this depth of cultural lineage and fusion, and situating myself with John Talcott on the land, smack on the plains of the Midgard, I feel comfortable joining in on his final humble stanza. God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, send rains when they are needed most. But if my prayers selfish seem,
Lord, give to me as best you deem.
Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU. You can find his Plainsfolk essays and all of our podcasts at prairiepublic.org.